With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. More being learned about the man armed with guns and knives who stormed the lobby outside the White House Correspondents' Dinner last night while President Trump was inside. He shot a Secret Service man before he was dragged down. The president is fine and afterwards spoke to the media.
In light of this evening's events, I ask that all Americans recommit with their hearts in resolving our difference peacefully. We have to resolve our differences.
Attorney General Todd Blanche says the gunman, 31 years old, from California, went to Chicago and then came to Washington and checked into the hotel. He did have the intent to harm the president and other members of the administration. The Secret Service man suffered no life-threatening injuries. He was wearing body armor. He has been released from the hospital. The Trump administration is sending mixed signals about when gas prices will drop. More on that from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Trump cabinet member Chris Wright said this week that gas prices might not drop below $3 a gallon until next year. But President Trump told the Hill newspaper that his energy secretary was totally wrong. The next day, Secretary Wright was asked about his prediction during congressional testimony.
I don't know the future of energy prices. Often I will speculate or look at those things. I would say gasoline prices looks like they peaked about a week or so ago.
The president himself has acknowledged that gas prices could remain high through Election Day in November. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says the U.S. does not plan a third renewal of a waiver allowing the purchase of Russian oil that is currently at sea. He says the renewal of the one-time waiver for Iranian oil at sea is totally off the table. Bessent's statements come as the world's closely watching the war in Iran and the global energy markets are ensnarled. This is SRN News. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom reports that despite some small improvements in recent years, conditions for Christians in Cuba are still bleak. The commission says, quote, the Cuban government maintains its comprehensive legal framework for suppressing freedom of religion or belief, under which religious leaders and communities are continually harassed and threatened. Authorities also reneged on limited relief that was briefly granted to wrongly imprisoned victims. The commission is calling on the Trump administration to reassign Cuba as a country of particular concern. The Human Rights Campaign is launching a $15 million investment targeting Republicans in battleground districts ahead of this fall's midterm elections. The leading LGBT advocacy group in the U.S. says this will be the most money it has ever spent on a midterm. The campaign comes after years of losses at the ballot box and in the courts for the gay rights movement. Besides eight House races, the Human Rights Campaign is also supporting Democratic candidates for Senate in several states. This is SRN News. If you miss those toys in your cereal boxes, well, I've got good news for you.
W.K. Kellogg Company said on Thursday it's including toys with some of its cereals for the first time in more than a decade. Starting April 26, special edition boxes of Frosted Flakes, Fruit Loops, Apple Jacks, and Corn Pops will have plastic toys shaped like characters from Disney and Pixar's Toy Story 5. The movie's scheduled to hit theaters in June. Plastic toys used to be a mainstay in cereal boxes, but they've gradually disappeared as manufacturers tried to cut costs and consumers worried about choking and other hazards. Keith Peters reporting.
Members of the Screenwriters Union have ratified a four-year agreement with Hollywood Studios. Union leaders say 90% voted to approve the deal. The move ends a surprisingly smooth process compared with that prolonged strike back in 2023. This is SRN News.